If you struggle with anxiety as a Christian, you're ADHD, you're married, you got two young kids, younger than 9 years old, this video might be for you. Here's four tips on how to overcome anxiety as a Christian. First thing is to acknowledge anxiety. Recognize worry as a lack of trust in God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Being anxious is an everyday thing for me. And I want to say a lot of it is due to my being ADHD, ADD. And I notice it in my wife as well, because she's on the autism ADHD spectrum as well, like me. And my kids too. My daughter, I can tell she's kind of like me in that sense. But anyway, just acknowledging anxiety is huge. Acknowledging what's going on is a huge game changer, because when you admit something and say something like, "This is what's going on, this is what's happening," it's helpful to recognize that worry is a lack of trust in God. Because God says not to worry. That whole entire passage of Matthew chapter 6, and from verse 25 to 34, talks about being anxious. They're basically Jesus' words on anxiety. He's like, "Why are you worried about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear?" He's like, "Look at the birds of the field. They're clothed in majesty." You know, not even Solomon was arrayed like one of the lilies. Therefore, don't be anxious, right? Number two is pray with faith. Cast your cares on God through prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This is huge. Lately, I've been forgetting to pray. I had a routine of, as soon as I got out of bed, I dropped to my knees and started praying. My prayers are usually along the lines of, "God, thank you for this." They're usually great, like, thankful petitions to God, and not so much asking him for stuff. It's like, "Thank you, God, for this. Thank you for my family. Thank you for protecting my household." So God listens, and God knows your prayers. And along with praying in faith, admit anxiety. Like, "God, I'm anxious about this. I know I got bills to pay. I know I have to go and deal with people. You know I have to do this, you know, X, Y, Z. And I'm anxious about it, God. I got to go in a crowd full of people at work today in the safety meeting. You know, God, help me with that. Help me to overcome this anxiety. Help me to be at peace within my mind and with other people." You know, pray to God. God listens. Number three, meditate on God's promises. Focus on scriptures about God's provision. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you." This is huge. This is God basically saying, like, "I'm going to help you. I'm here for you." You know, and I love this. So focus on scriptures about God's provision. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. One thing that I do is I go to either Grok or ChatGPT, and I'll type in, share some scriptures about God's provision. Boom, and it'll shoot you a bunch of scriptures. And try to remember those scriptures. Write them down in a little notebook if you have one, or a piece of paper. Attach it to your mirror. Attach it to something that you're going to see every day. Your mirror, the door, the computer, your phone, whatever. Just to help you remember those promises. Like Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you." I love this because God is not a God of worry. I mean, when do we see... We don't hear any scriptures about Jesus being worried. And I always look to Jesus as the main example in life for anything that we're going through. Because we're Christians, right? Jesus is the main example. Was Jesus ever anxious? You know, I want to say maybe in the garden before his death, I want to say God was maybe Jesus was maybe anxious at that point. If let me know what you think in the comments, but Jesus is like, let this cup pass from me. God, let this pass from me. Like, is there another, like, basically, I think he's saying, is there another way? And God's like, nope, this is the way. And Jesus is like, okay, let's get it done. You know, last thing, tip number four, which is the last thing I'll give you, and then after I'll give you a tip, a practical tip to take away that you can do during the week. So the fourth one is rest in God's control. Trust his sovereignty over every situation. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. This is amazing. This is something that I forget because I can forget about prayer. I can forget about God and what Jesus did for me. And I can totally be super worried about everything in my life. And I have to remember to go to the center point, which is to the focal point, which is God, Jesus Christ, right? Rest in God's control, like. To be able to do that and to be truly peaceful is to just know that everything's going to be taken care of. Of course, we got to do the footwork. We got to go to work. We got to go grocery shopping. We got to go be social with people. We have to still do the footwork, but at the same time, there's a peace that God gives us when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time, he may exalt you. Being able to trust God in anxious times and anxious toil is one of the things that brings us peace. It's the opposite of anxiety, worry, which is peace, a peaceful demeanor. Knowing that, like for instance, I know that people chirp and talk behind my back because I'm socially awkward. It's been going on for years. So when people do that, I notice myself wanting to get anxious and worry, like, oh, what are they saying? Are they saying this? Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I know that they're talking behind my back, and I'm used to being like, what are they saying? Are they saying this about me? You know, no. Trusting God and knowing that it's okay to let them do that, and you know that they're doing that. Instead of questioning it and be like, why they're doing it, just be like, I know they're doing it. They're probably not nice people if they're doing that. Therefore, I'm going to love them at a distance, let them do their thing. Now, if they say something to me indirectly, I'm going to be like, did you say something to me? Let them know you're there. Like, still be bold. You know what I mean? At the same time. But anyways, we're at rest in God's control. Let him know that he's a sovereign in every situation. Last, here's a tip to take away. You can keep a gratitude journal to list God's faithfulness daily, shifting focus from worry to trust. I use the bullet journal. I have a small pocket bullet journal. I use it for work, but I write stuff in there and write gratitude. I can write like, God, thank you for helping me to trust you in times in front of my coworkers that may talk about me behind my back or gossip about me behind my back. Thank you, God, for that trust that I have in you or the trust that you allow me to have in those situations, God. You know, God, thank you for helping me to not be anxious in within my family, with my kids. Thank you for the peace that you give, the peace which surpasses all understanding. You know, write these things in your journal and these things help. So anyway, guys, here's another video that might be helpful. It's actually a playlist on overcoming anxiety. And check out these videos. Hopefully they're helpful. And this is coming from a person. This is from me. My name is Jesus Hilario. I've got ADHD, some autism. You know, I'm on the neurodiverse spectrum. I'm married. I'm close to 40 years. I'm 40 years old, 40 plus years old. I got two kids. One is the age of 4. One's the age of 9. At the moment, I've been married to my wife for 10 plus years, going on 15 years. And hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully you can relate to what I'm talking about. And yeah, appreciate y'all. Bye.